preaching Christ from all of Scripture. This is Abounding Grace. You join us now with Pastor Chris Gordon for a time of rightly dividing the word of truth.
We are studying this week John chapter 9 and this fascinating section in Jesus heals the blind man, a blind man who was born blind from birth. Yesterday, we started into our discussion about the meaning of this and how this whole section opens up. That the disciples see this man who was born blind from birth, and the first question that they ask is, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? So you see what was the common idea throughout Israel is that if someone had some terrible sickness or somebody had been subject to something awful from birth, that must be evidence that they are really bad sinners. You know, this has been something that's been hard for people to understand because when it comes to these things, things are not fair and balanced. Some people have sickness all throughout the course of their life. Some people have hardship and trial after trial after trial, and some people have relatively nothing. Here, the disciples in their mind are thinking, well, this guy has been blind from birth. That's years of suffering like this. That has to be an indication he's done something real bad. In other words, their reasoning kind of went like this. Well, look, how could this man have this all these years? It had to be either the reason that his parents caused this, but he's been blind from birth. So unless he sinned from the womb, right? They're thinking it must be his parents who caused this problem. You know, the reasoning is behind this defect has to be a sin. How can it be so if the man was born blind? Could it be his own fault? How can that be unless he sinned in the womb? Got to be the parents. Jesus corrects this in verse 3. He says, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. It really is an amazing answer. All sickness, of course, is in general due to the fall of Adam. But the Lord never gave anyone the right to interpret providence, that's his workings, the things that belong to him, as if some sinners are worse than others because certain things happen. In fact, Jesus applies it in a totally different way. And he says, in actuality, this sickness was specifically designed for this man in order that it would become an opportunity for God to be glorified. I don't think we think about sickness this way, do we? But for the Christian, isn't this just a life-changing perspective about suffering and sickness? It's John Piper who had cancer, you know, and then he shortly after wrote something like the 10 ways not to waste your cancer. This is the perspective the Christian has in life. Remember, the apostles were beaten in Acts and they were flogged for preaching Jesus Christ? They left rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer for his name's sake. Jesus is treating sickness this way. That some of his people are set apart and appointed a sickness by which God is going to glorify himself in them. And this was no little suffering. This man was blind probably for 30 years. We may not understand the exact reason. We may not understand when deliverance will come, nor why. But we can see sickness, trial, and affliction as an opportunity for God to be glorified as the power of Christ rests upon us. Jesus corrects their wrong approach to this in verse 4. Your translation, the older reading, puts it in the plural. Your translation probably says, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Probably better in the plural. as some of the early manuscripts have that too. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day, because the night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. What's he saying? I am the light. And by my presence, it's an opportunity for us to work. There are works given for us to do. Listen, this is really important. If we view all sickness as specifically chosen for someone to glorify God by, how is God glorified? He's glorified as his people help and love those who have sickness. And here we see the danger in Christ's disciples of theorizing and philosophizing sickness, all the while doing nothing to help. Jesus is saying, get off these questions. It's not for you to determine times and seasons. It's an opportunity. This is an opportunity when you see this, somebody facing these things, for us to glorify God. I'm here. There's a day coming when this all ends. God has given you a work to do. Help this man. So, in other words, you can peg him with darts as if he's a bad sinner because this has happened to him. You can stand around and feel sorry for him and speculate. Or you can help him. You can love him. That's what Jesus does. This is really powerful in John 9. At this point, in verse 6, Jesus spits on the ground and makes clay with his saliva. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he tells him to go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated send. So he went and washed and came back seeing. You say, what a strange way to heal, you know? What does it mean? Well, now Jesus is teaching his disciples again what the great need is for fallen humanity. Very important for us. Why, though, is he making mud? Look, you've heard this account preached. If you've considered the Bible, you know of John 9. He puts mud on him, and then he goes and washes. People think it's, what, holy mud? I don't know. All I know is you don't give sight by blotting out somebody's eyes with mud. Are you seeing something here? That's how you blind someone. If I came up to you, if I came up to a blind person and put cakes of mud over the eyes, or if I came up to you who see, and I just put cakes of mud, wet mud over your eyes, what did I just do? I blinded you. Now, put this all in context. What is the purpose of all of this? Remember what Jesus says in John 9, verse 39, "For judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind." Jesus just covered this man with cakes of mud. He showed him how blind he was. He showed everyone blindness. He made blind. What is Jesus teaching? He's the only light of the world. And his own people are spiritually blind to him. That's what John's been showing us. He came to his own did not receive him. His own will not receive him. His own will not see him. His own will not hear him. What's the only remedy to this blindness? You see, dear listener, physical blindness here in this account is illustrating the blindness that we've been studying all over John. Everyone is blind to Jesus Christ. The world is blind to Jesus Christ. There are many listeners blind to Jesus Christ today. They will not hear him. They will not see him. They will not listen to his words. They shrug off Christianity. They harden their hearts to the truth of the gospel. They do not want Jesus Christ. They're blind spiritually. Here Jesus gives a sermon illustration. Here is a man with filthy mud covering his eyes. How can he see? Jesus says to the man, go to the pool of Siloam, which translates sent. He's not healed with the mud on his eyes. How is he healed? The way John has been telling us over and over, you have to be washed. You need water. These waters that he was sent to were the waters that flowed from the temple hill. Remember Ezekiel 47? Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east. For the front of the temple faced east, the water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. Ezekiel describes these waters as healing wherever they come to. It's a whole visual of the gospel. Dear listener, all of you are blind spiritually from conception, from birth. You have mud all over your hearts. You can't see. You're dead in trespasses and sins, and you're born this way. You can't see, period. Ephesians says, your understanding is darkened. You're alienated from the life of God. Ready? Because of the blindness that's in your hearts. We all transgress from the womb. We're conceived and born in sin. All are by nature children of wrath, blind. The amazing truth here, dear listeners, what God declared in Ephesians 2, but God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive when we were dead in trespasses and sins. That's what's shown here. Only he can give faith. He must see us. He must wash us with his water. And that's what happened that day. Faith is of a mustard seed, was planted in his heart. And life was given. And he saw. What did he see? He saw the Savior. His eyes were fixed upon Christ. He was able to see his greatest need and the one who healed him. He went to the waters, the only waters available for healing. Jesus Christ gives that living water. He obeyed Christ blindly and went and was washed. Christ here at this point is removed from the scene, and the focal point is set on this man whose faith is put on trial. But I want us to think about this today. You know, today, we're all concerned about those who are physically sick. We send cards, we show compassion, we have caring sites and caring bridges and all these things to help people, rightly so. Love them, help them, encourage them. But you know, how often do we put caring sites up? How often do we write cards to that lost youth who's living a total life devoid of Jesus Christ? How often do we love those who are completely blind spiritually, who are living lives totally contrary to what it means to be born again? We show so much care for people physically. Faith healers lay their hands on all these people physically, claiming to heal. But what's the greatest problem? People are blind in their hearts. People need to be able to see and have their hearts circumcised so that they would perceive their need for Jesus Christ to give them living water. Today, we need to think about what sickness really is. It's the deadness of sin-filled, sick hearts that need the Lord Jesus Christ to wash them and to give them life. Do you see today, or are you blind? We're going to come back to that question. For judgment, says Jesus, I have come into this world that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind. In other words, those who think they're fine will be made blind. Do you see the sickness of your hearts? And do you see that Jesus offers you today living waters so that you may see him? Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church of Linden. Visit us on the web at lindenurc.com. Worship service times are at 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. Love to have you join us for worship. So thankful you tune in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.